everybody in their little chairs.
It is now 9:34, I believe, and the board will resume in open session under number 9.
No.
No? We're back at 8?
8-8. Discussion and possible action regarding Carl Dunn architect contract for architectural services for New Creek 8 School. Mr. Butler.
Thank you, President Searles, board members, Dr. Murphy. For a lot of hard work, and I want to thank our technician for assisting greatly with the revision amendments. Also, Ms. Ramadas and Dr. Murphy and my partner Jerry Wallace for getting the contract documents in the final form. We have three sets that are ready to be signed tonight.
Jerry did a great job.
Thank you. Assuming that the board is desirous to move forward, I believe you should be. We've printed out just a summary to the contractor. Three sets of documents, pretty thick, but the key portions of the contract on that blue paper that Dr. Murphy had prepared, and Scott, the scope of work, and the contract forms that we're using. The scope of work consists of the design and contract administration, including the school building and all related facilities and spaces, including LEED certification for environmental and energy efficiency as provided by the contract documents we're using AIA forms. I want to make sure that, because President Strolls had asked us to do this in the past, we went through the AIA forms. Obviously, there are significant amendments and revisions to them, some of which are covered in here. I'll just call a couple of them out to your attention. For example, we use mediation, but not arbitration. We have other changes that are required for the bonding and other items, and you see the base fee is set out in your summary, the base fee being $985,000. And then there's a set of reimbursable expenses that are covered by the contract. These are items that are charged back to the district through the architect. There are also three very important points, which are owner options. Through much discussion and assistance with Dr. Murphy and his staff, we came up with several items that the district believes, and I know Jerry and I also believe, are important. You have the option to require if you want to. However, they do require additional cost and payment to the architect. Those are these three owner options at the bottom of the page. The first being detailed construction cost estimating for negotiations with the construction manager at risk. This is work the architect will do on our behalf in dealing with the construction manager at risk. Now we'll discuss the VMAC contract in a moment. They have a percentage contract at a base percentage of 3.9%. So there is some work involved in negotiating with them to arrive at what they're going to be doing and what they're charging for. And additional owner options for that are $20,000 paid to an architect. Then two others that we understood that the board was interested in perhaps asking for so that you can see the project as it moves forward. These can be important so that you get a big picture view of what is being constructed. I mean, there's scale models, how it will ultimately look, the things that you're going to see from the outside, and I believe some of it on the inside, the cardboard scale model, detail in color and scale with landscaping and topography included for an additional fee of $12,000, and then also a three-dimensional fly-through video for public display and promotion of the facility. You can use this for lack of a better word, a marketing, but it's really for public relations at an additional cost of $10,000. And then you also have the basic terms and the performance schedule for the agreement, including the payment terms. Now it's our belief at this time that this schedule that we have in here fits nicely with the plans and your programs right now that you have in place. And obviously things can come up. However, we do have certain penalty provisions in there. I know we'll be able to talk about those, but they're built into the contract should there be delays that are caused by the architect. Other small miscellaneous terms that we thought were important to call to your attention regarding who the architects use for contractors. There was an issue that came up, whether or not certain subcontracts could be secured or put in place by the architects without district approval. No, the district has the right to approve, to pre-approve subcontracts and other use of consultants by the architects. The contract, like I said, it's gone through several revisions. The architects, Mr. Daniel and his firm, have been tremendous to work with. They've done a very good job, I believe. We are recommending that you move forward and that you allow President Strolls to sign the contract documents tonight. And then once you take up this item, then we'll move on to the construction manager at risk issue. Y'all have questions?
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I do. I just have one issue that probably maybe shouldn't be a problem, that we would like the architect, CMR, and take up the CMR, that they attend the committee meeting for finance and facilities.
Okay.
On a monthly basis.
It is not in the contract for attendance of meetings, but I don't imagine that's going to be a problem. You're going to want them, and you have the right to request that they give you regular updates, and you can schedule it that way. So I don't see that being an issue.
Okay.
I see a nodding in agreement.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Coronado. I had one question myself, and maybe it's a ridiculous question. Under the reimbursable expenses, number 8, the printing costs for the GMC pricing documents, is there an estimate maybe of, you know, dime a page, quarter page, $8 a page?
Usually the prints are around $150 a set. We don't know if they'll be printing them in mass or if they might. A lot of times we issue them an electronic disc.
Can you come up to the mic, sir, so we can have you in?
Well, President Searle, board members, and Dr. Murray, I'm Carl.
Yes, sir.
With the architect. The printing costs could be significant. In the old days, it was. Plans generally cost about $150 a set to print the thick plans mm-hmm. of the specifications. However, in the recent times, we've been issuing to the contractors, and we would expect to do it this way, the CMR risk, an electronic disc.
Uh-huh.
They take that, they like it, because they have these big screens in their office, and they give it to their subs, and there's not a lot of paper. So
okay.
The printing costs, in the old times, might be as much as $5,000, but if they use it electronically, there may not be that expense.
So $5,000 should be worst case scenario?
Indeed.
Okay, thank you.
For the bidding documents.
Yeah.
If they do it electronically, it'll be...
Then it'd be significantly less. Thank you, Mr. Daniel. I appreciate that. That's my only question.
You need a motion?
I do need a motion. Yes, sir.
We need a motion.
Did we not lengthen the programming from 30 days?
Yes, we did. Originally, we had it was
40 members. Yes, we did. Originally, it was set at set for March. We extended it to
April 17th
to give us time to do our portion of the programming to give them. Typically, we give them some information that then they use to further do their own programming for us. And it's things such as, what type of lighting we're looking for, what type of materials that we're expecting to see.
Right, that's your programming, but their programming is when they go and they meet with all the stakeholders.
Right.
And then that's all through April 17th.
That's all through April 17th.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, that's a good point. The programming and the summary, it starts from April 17th, so all other tasks and requirements follow previously completed tasks and requirements, so we don't begin until April 17th. So yes, it was extended to the extent that we're not starting until that date.
And then I just want to let the board know that on the owner options, number 1 in particular, the detailed construction costs, that administration will highly, highly recommend that we exercise that $20,000 and get that service from Carl Daniel. We feel very strongly about that. So we just want to let you know that. So.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
Whereas the second and the third one are much more optional.
With that, I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Carl Daniel Architects for architectural services as presented by our council and for the new pre-K 8 as presented by our council and administration.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
I do, Madam Chair. When will we have to make the decisions on some of these, for sure, like on item number 1, that obviously is going to be obviously immediately when we start doing that. But as far as the model and the video, by when would we,
you know, we'll towards the end of design, that's what we have to.
You'll have to have like 80% or 90% of the documents done, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Approved completely.
Yeah.
If you all want to, with the, we don't have to look at it, have we?
No.
If you want to, with the motion, if you're certain that you want to authorize the construction cost estimate, you can go ahead and do that now. So I do think if you're going to do that, it's important to have that.
And I'll amend my motion to include that.
Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez.
Thank you very much.
That's all I have.
I have one question. How do we know what it's going to look like? You're just going to figure something out and come back to us, or you will take input and come back to us?
Board members, we're going to seek so much input from you all that you're going to get tired.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. I like to hear that.
We don't want to design the school. We want you to tell us what you want and let us interpret your thoughts and turn it into a building.
Okay.
And it's going to evolve slowly.
Thank you.
The things we draw are not going to be what we build. We're going to draw it, look at it, cook it, stew it.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. That's what I needed to hear from you. And with that, Tony, could we, any other questions? Ladies, no? Okay, Tony. Wait, one more for Mr. Coronado.
Madam Chair, what I suggest is that we have to take advantage now that we have the contract is to schedule some site visits of some of the local magistrates as soon as possible.
Great.
Get, that way we can get some input from.
And I think we're going to.
Yes, ma'am, we'll get all over it.
Yeah, Dr. Murphy has it.
You got the van ready?
Got the van ready?
Yeah, well, the van will be there Thursday. Sir, we need to amend the second. We had an amended motion. Did we amend it?
She did.
Yes, she amended her second as well. Tony, could you please
Mrs.
pull the board?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right.
Tony, that then takes us to 8B.
8B, discussion and possible action regarding instruction manager at risk for new pre-K-8 school.
And thank you again, Board President Stroll, and members of the board, Dr. Murphy, and Steve Walker for the district. At this time, because the district for this particular project has made the decision to use the instruction manager at risk model, then we actually are under contract with instruction manager at risk, and that is Venegas Engineering Management Construction, also known as VMAC. Their contract has been in place for some time now, and it is at an agreed price that they have not requested any changes or deviations from at 3.9% of the total scope of work. Now that you've selected the architect, we have authorized the architect to go forward and schedule meetings with the construction manager at risk and engage the construction manager at risk, including this newly approved item that was an addition to the architect's contract, which I believe is a good idea. And so we would entertain a motion if you don't have any questions about the construction manager at risk process or who we're using to approve that the architect move forward and engage the construction manager at risk for the new pre-K through 8 school.
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Any questions?
No.
Sounds good. Tony?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Yes. God, we're on the way, guys. Yeah. Yeah, let's do school. Tony, that takes us to...
Number 9A.
Yes, ma'am.
Consider approval of realignment of certain multi-year employment contracts.
And I make a motion to approve the realignment of certain multi-year employment contracts as presented by administration.
And I'll second.
Any discussion?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. And that brings us to 9B.
Consider approval of contract renewals for certain administrative professional personnel contracts.
I make a motion that we postpone renewal of contracts for certain positions, which is under administrative and professional personnel contracts.
And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any comments? Tony?
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Carmona?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. Brings us to 9C.
Consider approval of recommendation for program compliance director. Dr. Murphy?
The administration recommends Ms. Maggie Grant as our new program compliance director. Thank you.
I make the motion that we approve Ms. Maggie Grant for program compliance director.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? Tony?
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes, and it's not even 10 o'clock. With that, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.